AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, it's so hard. Where do you start with sport? So many gold, silver and bronze medals. And even those that aren't getting medals in Australia, it's still great to see. Titmus last night, 800 metres. You saw the family, the emotion in the stands. That's what you love about it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And, Bronte Campbell getting over Kate Campbell in the 100 metres.
That was pretty cool.
It was cool. When finally you've always been behind your brother or your sister and you finally smoke them, there's no better feeling. Yeah. So, well done to Bronte. My one yesterday, there's two moments I thought I really liked in the games yesterday. One was Celia Sullahan. Now,
yes.
She's the Aussie 10,000 metre runner. And we know that normally the Australians aren't that strong, and she runs in an uncanny way. But oh my God, 10,000 metres,
it's amazing.
So 10 k's in just over 30 minutes, so 3 minute k's, and she only come fifth by about 40 metres. So she was right there to the end. She took them on. She knew exactly what was going on. And it was awesome to watch.
Well, not only Celia Sullahan, but Madeline Hills and Eloise Wellings were the only runners to remain on the track at the end of their event as Lesotho's Linio Shaka crossed the finish line more than 5 minutes after the winner. But all the other, they all left. But it was only the Aussie girls that stayed. And you know what I reckon? I reckon it's that their chef de mission, Steve Monaghanni, has just said to everyone, he's just such a good leader
for the Aussies,
I reckon.
You saw him lap her and nearly push her off the track. So great for the Aussies there. And the other one I really loved yesterday, and AJ, you like the weightlifting, and I went the other day, but I was watching it yesterday. And when they retire, when they said that's it, they took their shoes off. So they had the bar, they tried the lift, it didn't work or whatever, and they knew that was it. They took their shoes off and just put them on the next to the weights and just waved to the crowd, and that means they've retired. And that was, I don't know, that's just something like that when you're in a national or an international sport at the top level and you retire like that. I thought it was a great piece. Everyone knew that you were retiring. The crowd stood up, gave them a big round of applause.
Yeah,
it was
I
awesome.
Like that.
Well, Bridget, in the 105 kilo last night, the big fellas.
That's ridiculous.
I know. David Leite from New Zealand, 166 kilo, and he was able to put 229 kilo over his head.
Do you know, I go into nurse mode. I worry about their backs, their heart, when you see their veins.
I'm worried about the 15 chickens they eat for lunch.
Well, that's true, isn't it? I mean, there's got to be stuff, there's got to be noises coming out of all kinds of places when they're lifting that.
Funnily enough, when we were walking out, we said, we met David, go straight to Red Rooster.
Oh, really? Do they just eat chickens like Smarties, do they?
I'd love to see their food bill. Because you know how Felix the cat used to put a fish in his mouth and pull it out with only the bones? That's what Dave would do with chickens.
See, they're big boys.
Really?
They're massive boys. All right. It's been a bit tough the first week and a half, a week and a bit, for the Commonwealth Games for some businesses around town. A lot of people got frightened off, Bridge.
It's really hard. It's a very fine juggle.
Yeah.
We know that there was around $7 million spent on advertising to stay off the roads, work from home. But local businesses that rely on the locals, they're the ones that are struggling. And I've got a big email from a lady from the Strand at Coolangatta, who's also saying the Strand, there's just no foot traffic because they're doing such a good job at getting the buses through public transport and then siphoning them into certain businesses.
Well, you've got the park and ride. So you park somewhere, you ride straight to the front gate
straight
to the venue straight out of the venue, straight back to your car. But at the same time, don't forget that, a lot of these businesses were told, and if you are one of these businesses, give us a call, 132710. They were told to buy up. Because the stock was going to be, run out. We don't know when the deliveries were going to be able to get through. So buy up. So a lot of people invested a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of people are struggling, including Daniel in Kira. Daniel, tell us about your businesses.
Oh, morning, guys. I've got a couple of takeaway shops down here at Kira.
Yep.
And we've had a lot of things working against us, particularly all the publicity and the brainwashing, if you like, about stay off the road and don't come if you don't need to. I am facing having to close my doors, and I know that, look, for the greater good, I can understand, but we are really, really struggling down here at Kira and the surrounding areas. People are getting off buses and being hoarded straight into the Olympic venues and straight into their catering sites. when we've got restaurants and takeaways all the way along the beach here that are getting no business whatsoever.
Oh, Daniel, give it a plug. What's the name of your business?
Well, look, I'm Kingy's Takeaway at Kira, and I also have Kebab Time at Kira. And, look, it's disastrous. I've had to put staff off. I'm overstocked. I'm wasting food. It really is a financial and a business nightmare that looks like it possibly could push me to the wall.
Oh, Daniel.
It's not good to hear because you are right with the food. Is people have overstocked.
Yeah, they have. We're hearing a lot of that, Daniel. Look, we'll do our best to continue to plug your business. Thank you.
What's my name? Donald Trump. Sit down. We have the piggy bank. Actually, I was only kidding because you'd be in jail. You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it? Donald Trump. There has never been anything like it.
Taylor's Trump Report.
Hello, Scotty. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning, Scotty. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Now, interesting here over the last few days, Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister, he had a news poll. He's been down in the polls 30 polls in a row, which is pretty much a record for any Australian Prime Minister. Do you have polls consistently giving you an update on how the public's reviewing Trump and how is Trump going?
Yeah, you know, the polls are out every week, sometimes daily, to be honest with you, depending on what the big headline is. I think right now in the Midwest, which is really the rust belt of America, that's where President Trump is getting most of his support.
Mm-hmm.
His polling there would be probably off the chart. But if you go West Coast or East Coast, and especially Washington, D.C., you're going to see those numbers a lot lower. So he's gone from the worst president out there when it comes to polling, and he's seeing his polling in the middle ground as well. And I think mostly that's because of the country is divided right now between do we love President Trump or do we hate President Trump?
Mm. Would he travel to the places that like him more or that don't like him more? Because our Prime Minister will never come to places where he's not getting too many votes. He only goes to the places where he's actually getting votes, where you think you'd do the opposite to try and get some votes.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? You know what? I think President Trump goes wherever he wants to go. but obviously he just was in Ohio, which is obviously a state that he won pretty handily in the last election. So I think most politicians like a crowd that loves them versus one that hates them. So he's probably going along the same lines as your Prime Minister. He's going to places where he gets a smile and not a frown.
Well, you know, a lot of your actors and rock stars that come over here to Australia absolutely smash him. So we have a big blues fest. We just had Melissa Etheridge and Sheryl Crow here up on stage absolutely giving it to Trump, and heaps of other American rock stars doing the same.
Yeah, you know, by the way, I saw you there on your Instagram, and you were stunning, Bridge, by the way.
Oh, you don't miss a thing, Scotty, do you?
Oh,
you don't miss
Scotty.
A beat.
Did you like it? Peter thinks I dress like a two-year-old at Blues Fest.
You know, it doesn't matter. You have your own fashion, which I love about you.
Age to their own.
You want to wear and what you feel, yeah. So, listen, over here in America, you definitely have rock stars who are against the president, and who publicly come out against him. And then you have other rock stars who aren't afraid to say, listen, he's doing a great job. And right now, Roseanne Barr, actually, who has one of the hottest TV shows on right now, huge ratings, she's a Trump supporter. And that's helping to kind of divide America. Are we going to watch Roseanne next week, or are we not going to watch?
Oh, there you go.
It's coming to us too. And finally, just briefly, Scotty, Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, will testify in front of Congress. Now, what's he going to say about the 87 million users' private info being taken without their knowledge? This is tough.
Well, you know, he's already in D.C. He met with lawmakers this morning. He testifies tomorrow in front of Congress. And real quick, he's going to say, I'm sorry. He says that he started Facebook, he runs it, he's responsible for what happens, and he apologizes. But the big question is, guys, do you think he's going to wear a suit and tie or just a T-shirt? Because, you know, I've never seen him other than in a T-shirt. So I'm guessing T-shirt. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm with you. T-shirt all the way. Scotty, thanks very much.
Stay classy.
Our US report from Scotty Taylor.
AJ, you won't understand this as much as Peter and I will.
Okay.
But it's a thing about gardens. Have you got any
I've got a pot plant, Bridge.
You're in a high rise. So.
Oh.
What
is it? Is it real or is it plastic?
No, it's a real
and
one.
And what is it?
I don't know. Yeah, what do I know? I just give it water every day.
Does it have any flowers on it or anything?
It died
or?
When I went to Thailand, but I bought it back.
There's a lot of things died when you went to Thailand.
Yeah, you bought it back.
That have been brought back.
Oh, dearie me. Okay, so at least it came back. That's good.
Yep.
I want to know if this is the case at your place as it is mine. With all this rain of late and okay. It's still been quite
humid.
And I have had a lot of mushrooms growing in my garden.
Oh.
A lot.
They don't get a chance at my house.
A lot.
They don't get an opportunity.
They pop up overnight. Oh, I don't know. They're the strangest things, how quickly they grow. But I've got everything. I've got mushrooms growing everywhere. So they're like the little toadstools ones as well.
Yeah.
And then the big field mushrooms. I'm telling you, they're as big as a man's hand.
What, do you eat them?
And they're popping up overnight. No, they're literally popping up everywhere.
If they're at my house, you know what I normally do? Rob McLeod would be a big fan of this. Mushroom, for some reason, I always get the golf club out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. And it's just like a perfect swing. Practice your golf.
Right.
With every mushroom that grows.
All right, fine. Well, you can come over today and swing to your heart's desires because I'll tell you one thing.
You
my
go,
garden.
Rob.
Oh, look, I'm needing a practice in the 9-iron and the chipping departments.
Done. There's some big ones there. There's little ones.
Swing at Bridges House of Sabre.
Have a swing.
Mm. Won't we be releasing spores by doing that?
Oh, God. Look, they're everywhere. I don't know if it's a bit damper where I am or whatever, but my garden is like Alice in Wonderland and it's like the Smurfs are living there. And I'm not telling you, this is no joke. So I come home yesterday.
Yeah, cooking some of these up.
No.
Run away.
Stay with me.
Yes.
I come home yesterday. Literally, it was like this theme song was in the background. The cat was licking the dog's face.
Yes.
The other dog was in its back in the garden, rolling around, loving the grass. Ted all of a sudden starts speeding around on the spot and then jumping like a frog. Jemima starts barking at a flower. The cat's so nice, which is unlike anything.
Yeah.
And then no one wanted dinner.
No.
I put dinner out. They're like, nah, not interested. And all crashed out at 6 last night.
Brilliant.
So I don't know. No, seriously, I honestly think my animals were tripping off their heads yesterday. So come with your golf club straight after work.
Welcome to Club Bridge.
Do you know that they're blaming the DIY reality shows for Aussies botching their own work, Aussies thinking they can do their own work. So $3.5 billion we're spending repairing our own faulty DIY projects. This is when it all goes pear-shaped. And there's injuries as well. So apparently 1 in 5 Aussies are doing their own work because they're watching The Block and these shows and going, let's just do the kitchen ourselves, shall we?
That's often the case. You'll get a quote and you'll think, you know what?
Nah, bugger that.
Yeah, you know, looking at Bunnings and looking at all these DIYs and, the websites.
Yeah.
We can do this ourselves.
We can do it.
For a quarter of the price.
For a quarter.
Let's do it.
So 38% of people, too, these injuries are having falls. 27% of people have power tool injuries. But it looks like, on average, $1,500 it's costing every Aussie for the repair job they do when they have to then place the phone call.
Yeah.
For a proper person to come and do the job.
We've seen Adrian's slow processing your house.
It's epic.
Very professionally, thank you very much.
This is a saga.
Yeah, but it's slowly but surely.
The problems I've had since you've been around there, pulling all my carpet out and throwing. The only problem I had
you're
was,
in trouble now.
Well,
for
the
helping.
Only problem I had was when the skip bin went on fire.
Well, that was no one's fault here.
Yeah, how was that my fault?
You put all the carpet in there and somebody lit it.
Oh, how is that your fault?
But it does cost you a lot of money. You think you can have a go at it? I've tried everything. Like I've tried
yes, you have.
Bricklaying. And I had a barbecue, which was it's the Leaning Tower of barbecues, I called it, because it went on a beautiful angle like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And whenever I cooked everything, all the sausages rolled to the one side.
I had a mate of mine set up his barbecue. I lived with him in his spare room, right? And he made the barbecue because he put it all together inside this big three burner thing, and then realised he couldn't get it out the door. What an idiot. So we want to know, how much does it cost? And Dobbin a partner too.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're a tradie and you've had to turn up to fix someone else's horrible DIY disasters, but we do want to know, how much did it cost you to repair your own work?
Elaine and Rabina, now, what's the story? Your ex-husband, he was a plasterer.
When we first got married, we basically paid for our first deposit on our house by people on a Monday. They put, you know, say, for instance, they had a fight, put a hole through a wall, and he'd have to go and fix it so that the landlord wouldn't know, because they'd try to fix it and made a big botch of it. So we basically saved up enough money for a deposit for a house.
Look at that. Good work. Well, everyone wants their bond back.
Exactly right.
Thanks,
exactly.
Elaine.
Yes.
Well done. Thank you.
Lisa Burley, tell us your story.
I have two plasterers in my house, and do you think I can get anything plastered out of
it? Yes.
So I've got the stories where, you know, I just can't get anything done.
So your sons, is it your sons that are plasterers?
Yeah, both of them are plasterers. And there's a couple of holes in the walls where motorbikes have gone through and things like that. And it's just like, there's a toilet roll holder come off and there's the paint marks still there. And it's just like, I can't get anything done.
That is so funny and so true.
So, yeah, I know what it's like now. You just have to ring somebody, and that's the only way to do it. Get a professional.
Oh, that's so
sad.
Have
you ever thought about ringing the company they work at and book them in?
That's true. Well, one works in Brisbane, so that's a little bit hard. But it's just like probably having a husband as a masseuse or something like that.
Yeah.
You don't get a massage.
No. So, yeah, I live with a couple of holes in the garage and things like that.
Oh, Lisa. Yeah.
Well, good luck with things improving, yeah. Lisa. Yeah. At Cabarita, Ashley, you've got a funny story here. Tell us.
Yeah, I was getting some bricks from a spare block of land. We built the barbecue and we lit the fire with the gas cylinder and everything was going good. And then we turned around, put the sausages on, and the whole thing blew up. So we had no barbecue left.
Whoops. What did you do wrong? What part did you do?
There was a leak. There was a leak in the line somewhere, and the fire got onto it and it's just bang.
Even the bricks, everything.
Sausages were fried.
Just rubble.
It's not funny. It could be very dangerous.
Yeah. It could have been, but we were running.
Funny, Ashley.
Oh, good.
Good.
I can't read a story for you.
Cheers.
Bridge, like you laugh that much, mate. You're off to see at QPAC Aladdin Live. Disney's Aladdin the Musical now playing in Brisbane. Tickets are selling fast. Don't miss out. Book now at QPAC. That's what you did too with my...
What's happened?
What are you getting blamed for? Hey, you had your mate come over and help you out of a pickle, and now you're pointing at Peter.
We took the Barbie down, and the gas cylinder was still on the Barbie, and I said, Peter, there's a gas cylinder on the Barbie. Throw it in. Then she went up in flames the next day, remember?
AJ, I'm just trying to work out whose unit this is. It's got nothing to do with me.
Look, Peter put in a good, 2 days of hardcore labour for you.
Exactly.
Darling. And I'm so on the fence here. I'm so like the mother. All right, you two, dinner.
I'll tell you what,
bed,
though,
no
it, was lucky, it didn't blow up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the gas bottle, it must have been hot in that
It did, it caught on fire.
The skipping caught on fire, but the gas bottle actually didn't blow up because that would have landed in Melbourne. Seriously.
Well, you had the carpet, you had everything.
Yeah, it would have been hot.
And I'd love to read the weather at this juncture, but I left my glasses out with a cup of tea.
I can do it.
Your glasses everywhere.
A sunny morning, shower or two developing, maximum 29. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Thursday, partly cloudy. Friday, partly cloudy.
You're squinting there, little squinter.
Bridgie, you know you're getting old when you're sitting in front of the computer and I'm saying to Spider, where's your Spider spray opener?
I can't
see a thing. Peter, you need to hit the button.
Here we go.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, this is something that's un-Australian, and I'm sick and tired of it, and we need to start standing up as a community, as a nation, and say enough is enough. And I'm talking about when friends don't shout.
Oh.
We're sick of it.
Oh, don't start me.
If you're in a shout with three, four, or five people, and then you've always got, everyone's got this one friend.
Yep.
When it's their turn, and suddenly, hang on, I've just got to go out of the toilet. go to the toilet at the right time. Or they drink slow and they go, no, I'll pass on this one. I've got to get up early. Yet they'll always get the one after their shower.
Of course, of course.
They're on the 5-2 diet, which we don't mind, which means we have a beer, which is $5, and they're on the Pinot or the bourbons, which are $12. That's okay. We're happy. But it's when it's your turn to shout, you shout. Suddenly they want to go for a smoke. They don't even smoke.
Yes.
They want to go and look at the horses. They don't even want to have a bet.
Yes.
And then they wait up and they go, oh, no, wait, I'll get the next one. I'll get the next one, knowing that happy hour starts in 15 minutes, just waiting for that moment. And then when it is time for them to shout, you've got to encourage them. You've got to say, no, come on. You've got to have a crack at them and say, hang on, we've all brought a shout. It's your turn to shout.
Yeah.
I've even got mates that float between two different groups that shout.
No.
The floater. So he'll go to this one, get a couple of beers, come back to the other one, get a couple of beers, and not have to shout any. So it's time we stood up as a nation and said, we have had enough. It's time to call them out, and either you're in or you don't even bother coming. Even if you're on water, you are still in the shout.
Yeah, you're in the shout.
If you're at a pub. So call them out. It's time to say, you know what? Enough is enough.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Peter, it's a national disgrace.
It's a national disaster.
They're group ones.
Yeah. Yep.
And I told you, Bridge, didn't I? You and I, we're down here. And you've got two giants.
Gulliver's Travels.
We're coming off the bench, and we've got a hand pass to the big fella here, Jimmy Wilson. Jimmy, good morning from Seven.
It's very nice.
Oh, there you go. Good start, AJ.
Good one, AJ. Thanks for turning the microphone. My wife says to me I've got a foghorn voice, so you don't actually have to switch the microphone. I'll just go off yours, mate. But no, it's great to be here, guys. How good's the Goldie, and how good has these games been? It's exceeded my expectations.
Really?
I knew they'd be good, but I didn't think they'd be this good. And I think that, I knew that we can host a great event. We did it with, you know, the Brisbane Commonwealth Games in 82. We did it with Expo. We did it with the Sydney 2000 Olympics, Melbourne 2006. I knew we could do a great event, but our audiences, for example, on Seven have, I knew they'd be strong, but they've been off the Richter scale.
Well, then, Jimmy, explain, because you've been lucky enough to, you know, go to Commonwealth Games and, what, Seven Olympics. You've seen it. Why is it now that, like, the whole place is a buzz? Like, you know, you go to the games, you see all the park and rides. It looks like a real buzz for not only for the competitors, but also for the people that are there. Why are the streets so quiet?
Yeah, it's interesting, Spider. I mean, it's an interesting question. I mean, having covered Seven Olympics and a few Commonwealth Games, every Olympic or Commonwealth Games city that I've been to, it's much the same sort of thing. Because I think a lot of people head out of town because they think, oh, traffic's going to be a nightmare, or it's going to be too crowded, or it's going to be this or that, or get into venues. Having said that, once you're in the venues here, the pool's rocked. The pool rocks. I think the track cycling at the Velodrome in
Brisbane
rocked. So I think, as I said, our audiences on Seven, I think we've gone past 14 million viewers so far. We're only at day six.
Wow.
We've had at least peak audiences every day over 2 million. Mate, that's Olympic-type audiences, if not better. And I think that we've invested a lot in it at Seven, but I knew we'd do well, but I didn't think they'd be that well. So I think a lot of people are watching it on the box. And I think a lot of people have gone, you know what, I can't do the hassles, I'm going to get out of town. And that's, I think, like any city. And I think that's why you say there's not as big a buzz around town as maybe normal or expected.
It's been incredible. And congratulations on the coverage, because it has been remarkable. I want to hear that one story from you that, because I'm not just all about the winners.
Yeah.
I want to hear that story that's given you goosebumps. And it might be the person that ran last. It might be the Eddie Eagle, the story of this Olympics, or the Jamaican sled team. What is that story for you that you just think, what a little beauty. Look at that person just go no matter what.
Yeah, I've got three so far.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm trying to narrow it down between Claire Tallant in the walk, when she's 2K away from winning gold and she's red carded, sobbing uncontrollably, but then gets up and goes and cheers a teammate onto gold, I thought was so classy. They're the moments I remember as much as the gold medals.
Yeah, see, that's what I like.
In fact, more.
Even the lady who had to disqualify her gave her a hug.
That's right. Yeah, yes. And like Jane Saville in Sydney 2000. Yeah. I'll never forget that. You always remember, the Cathy Freeman moments, but you also remember those moments where athletes, in the face of adversity, how they react and how they respond.
Yeah.
And I think we all love humility. I thought Matthew Glatzer, at the Velodrome when he missed out in the sprint.
Yeah,
he was absolutely gutted. Nick comes out 24 hours later and wins the gold in the time trial. So it's the way and the way he spoke after missing out in that in the early stages of the finals with Sam Lane, one of our reporters at the Velodrome. The way he spoke just minutes after missing out on what was supposed to be a certain gold medal, I thought spoke volumes of his character. And the third story, I think this will probably be my moment of the games, Kurt Fearnley. Mm. He's in the T54 1500 today,
yeah.
And it's going to be his swan song to major competition on the track. He's got the marathon to come on Sunday. To me, he's my favourite athlete in the country.
Yes.
He is a great role model. I think what he's done in his career across Paralympics, World Championships, his results speak for themselves, but the way he carries himself... Mate, he is the real deal. He's a ticker. And the way he speaks, I go, mate, I could listen to you all day.
Wow. And it's interesting because everybody, and this is what we love about the Commonwealth Games or the Olympic Games, we all have a different highlight. AJ's was the weightlifter. Mine was a 10,000K run yesterday.
Yep.
I thought the Aussies did an unbelievable job to keep with them. Bridge, you have yours?
Yeah, definitely. The lady, like we were just talking about, hugged her after she had to disqualify her. Those are the moments that I think stand out. And those stories of adversity, and we hear from Claire Tia, her cousin dying a week before. Yeah. I mean, it's just inspiring. And that's what you want your kids to know growing up, that it's not just all about that gold. It's about absolutely digging deep and giving it your all.
But also the bolters as well, from gymnastics or shooting or lawn bowls. The women's four yesterday.
Yeah.
Kelsey Cottrell standing there with little baby Senna, who she had last year, comes out, wins a gold medal.
Amazing.
It's our first lawn bowls gold medal, I think, for 12 years. I mean, they're the moments where I go, I was sitting there in the host chair yesterday thinking, lawn bowls, okay, beauty. I don't know a lot about lawn bowls, but I'm sitting there going, gee, how good's this? This is gripping. The suspense built.
Yeah.
South Africa, reigning champions, us world champions 2016. I'm going, how good is this quartet? And then we win. And the whole studio went off. The crowds went off at Broadbeach Bowls Centre. They're the moments that will last a lifetime.
What about then the results so far? It's Commonwealth Games. We've got a lot of gold. We see our swimmers. We see our track. Comparing to the world, it just gives us an understanding of we've still got to go a little bit further to be this competitive in an Olympic Games.
Number of sports at these games, Spide, are world class.
Yeah,
I just don't think we should get too carried away. I mean, the swimming's been wonderful, don't get me wrong. But you look at their times of our swimmers, and we've still got our work cut out to match the Americans and the Europeans. The Pan Pacs later in the year will be interesting.
Mm.
And Tokyo 2020, I think our track cyclists have definitely turned the corner, pardon the pun. I reckon their culture's improved. I think we're going to have a big Olympics in 2020 after on the back of what we've seen here. But the swimming, let's get up about it and enjoy it. But just remember that when you look at times, whatever else, we've still got our work cut out in the pool to be an absolute world superpower again.
Jimmy, with Bolt retired, everyone expected Johan Blake last night to blow them away. The prices were the bookie said so. He was $1.12 at one stage. What happened?
Well, this is the whole thing with major competition. That's why Bolt's a freak. I mean, Bolt to do it consistently over a number of Olympics and Commonwealth Games and whatever and World Championships. I don't know what happened with Johan. I thought Johan was the one to beat. I mean, he's the second fastest man ever over 100. He's on 9.69. That winning time just over 10. I thought
expectation.
Big time. Expectation.
That's always hard.
And no Bolt, but the weight of Jamaica on your shoulders that you've lived in Bolt's shadow. I mean, he's a superstar athlete, Blake. But you've always lived in Bolt's and Jamaica's going, well, we're going to still win the gold. Bolt's not here, but we've got Johan. Well, guess what? Simbini, the South African, was extraordinary and just went bang and grabbed his opportunity. Michelle Ayi last night was great too in the Trinidad Tobago in the women's 100.
Yeah.
But everywhere you look, I mean, today, for example, there's 26 gold up today. There's 8 gold in athletics, 9 in swimming, final day of swimming. Mack Horton in the 15. Medley relays, I think we can win both gold medals. I mean, and then beach volleyball. How good's the beach volleyball?
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
At Coolangatta. I mean, this afternoon the Aussies are in action in the quarterfinals in the women's. Tonight our men are playing for a spot in the semis in beach volleyball. Coolangatta, it's like an amphitheatre. I'm going, this is unbelievable. They've shipped 1,700 tonnes of sand in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Coolangatta Beach was good enough sand, but they've shipped 1,700 tonnes of sand in. I'm going, this is a great backdrop and a great sport.
Oh, you're awesome,
and of course, Jimmy's a Gold Coast boy, born and bred. So we're very proud of you, mate. You've done a great job over the years.
Good
you've
on
done
you,
a
mate.
Fantastic
no, mum's
job.
Mum's still at Bud's Beach, and this is the place where I was born and raised. I went to school here.
Yeah.
What school?
I went to Southport, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Mum taught at Southport, and she taught at St Hilda's, and my other sister went to Miami High.
It's always handy when your mum's a teacher.
Oh, you better. Well, no, it's good, it's good and bad, Spide. Yeah, it's good and bad, mate. Don't worry. Do your homework. that happened at home and also at school. Yeah,
so. What time are you on today?
What's that?
What time are you on today?
I'm on in the host chair from this afternoon, but our coverage starts after sunrise, but I'm in the host chair all afternoon and into the early evening.
Jimmy's on fire. He's had his Red Bull.
I've had a couple of coffees, actually. Not that I need them. Hello.
You are on fire.
He's got wings.
You could beat Johan Blake at the moment.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Maybe I shouldn't have had a couple of coffees before I came in, but anyway, I'm glad to be here. I'm up and about and I'm right. And Spide knows me, so does AJ. So it's all good, Bridget. Bring it on.
Good to see you, Jimmy.
Good on you.
Whatever.
Some say when he wakes up in the morning, he looks like a Greek god.
Yeah, whatever.
Some say when he polishes his Ferrari, he does it with his Merrill robe.
Whatever.
It's time for Tom Tate Tuesday.
Whatever.
AJ Bridget Spider, the old Merrill robe's been getting a work over.
Hasn't it, huh? Yeah. You're looking resplendent. Tom, we've been calling you the dad of the city. You're the proud dad.
You're holding up pretty well.
Mate, sleeping for later. You know,
but it
is the proud moment. It's not just for me and other people. It's for the whole of the city. We have worked as a whole team, volunteers, people in the stands, athletes. I just see the Gold Coast as being one big Gold Coast team.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, I want to ask, first of all, before we get into all the sports and local businesses, opening ceremony. Now, how nervous were you? There was only 1.5 billion people watching, Tom, and you were there in all your mayoral robes looking quite resplendent.
Well, the nervous part was actually that it was raining quite a bit.
Yes,
10 minutes before it was coming down, and then it stopped on cue as we walked on and to greet their Royal Highnesses. And from there on, it went perfectly. But the funniest thing is later on I met all the dignitaries from the island nation and they said, how'd you do that? I said, what do you mean? They said, to have it rain for 10 minutes and stopped it, it's such a blessing, because that's how they look at it.
That's
the
right.
Raining is a blessing. So you get the blessing for 10 minutes and then you start on time. I said, well, you know, we got connections.
We got connections. And where was Borriby?
Well, it's a bit of a toss-up, you know. One upmanship between Borriby and Borribidi, and for the opening, speech and all that, Borribidi one up.
Right.
Yeah. What about you're good enough to hang out with Charles for a little bit as well?
Delightful, their Royal Highnesses. I mean, they came down to the beach out the back here, and as we go, we unveil the Commonwealth Queen's Walkway. And which is a significant milestone for us, the first one outside the UK, and the Duchess decided, I want to walk down the beach. Took her shoes off.
Yeah, I love that.
Off she goes, and I'm walking with her, and I said, how's the feeling? I said, it's beautiful. The sand in my toes. I went, all right. Well, how about we keep walking? The water looking good. So she actually walked into the water and said, how's that feel? And she goes, wow, it feels like I can go in. And I went, well, Duchess, nobody's going to stop you, except anything happen, I can't help you. I've got the Merrill chain or I'll go straight down the bottom.
Oh, you're on fire.
Oh, you are on fire. But what about, how's it been? We know locally here, we just spoke to Jim Wilson. He said that Channel 7 audience has been massive over the coverage of the game so far. What about internationally? Because that's what it's been a big market.
Yeah, well, the figures come, I'm getting feedback on the figures. Of the exposure and the world media has all positive on the Gold Coast. People just saying how incredible the facilities are, but more than that, they're saying how incredible. First thing they go, you must be giving out smile pills because they can't.
Schoolies, isn't it?
Yes. They said, everyone smiles on the Gold Coast. You know, and I said, so many smiles on so many faces. And I said, oh, well, because we're so happy and proud of it coming together, and I host a lunch with Lord Mayor of Birmingham yesterday, mm-hmm. and I said, "Oh no, we'll gather up the intellectual property and give it all to you of what we did for the city." Mm. And she's the one to say, "And put in some of those pills too."
That's true. It's a friendly games. However, the part, and we have to mention it, and we are doing a Gold FM's Open for Business. We're getting businesses to call through. A lot of them are struggling.
Yeah.
And this is the tough side of the games, is that everyone heeded the warnings, everyone's off the roads, but even the locals have gone away and businesses are not doing well. We're hearing of class actions and all kinds of craziness. So what have you got to say to these poor local businesses?
Yeah, well, I feel for them. And my comment there was to stir them up and to look at put some promotion, you know, whether you buy one get one free coffee, and just divert the flow of traffic to your business. But because to do nothing, things may not change, so you do that. As far as the promotion is concerned, through the media and everything, we're saying to locals now that come on out, support our local businesses. You know, don't stay in at home. Just get out there, have some coffee with your friends, bring your family, and the like, and really soak it up. It's the time to do it. But of course, for some of those already gone overseas because they fear that there was going to be a traffic problem.
Mm.
That's the horse is bolting on that one. But
but
to everyone out there, you know, instead of eating in home, go out there and have some Thai food, Chinese food. You know, go to
kebabs, whatever it is.
Kebabs, whatever float your boat. You know, I get out there and support your local businesses because we need to support everyone on the Gold Coast.
Tom, once again, the volunteers, they have just been... I've been to the weightlifting twice. They've just been incredible. Mm. A great accolade to them. They've been fantastic.
When I go up, you know, I call them our little hug monsters because I'm walking past and it's all hugs and going, because they're just so happy.
Yeah.
And, it doesn't matter what venue, whether... I go down to Brisbane and they float around. So, like, literally last night at the athletics, I went, "Hello." He said, "Hello again." I went, "Oh, hello." And then he goes, "No, I said hello to you last night at the velodrome." I went, "Oh, you move around." and they're loving it. They're taking it with pride.
Yeah.
And, right, we're so blessed.
Now, speaking of Brisbane and getting there, we're talking M1. There's big talk today, of course. Will the feds have offered up 50%. Will Palachuk come through with the other 50?
I have no doubt about it. I mean,
for the M1?
50-50 is a fair go. I always said that. And if they don't take that up, then they're going to cop it because this is the right time. It's the number one transport issue for our city and Brisbane.
Mm.
And what I would say is that the downtown time on your work while you're sitting in the traffic, the productivity is immense. I mean, I can imagine how many hours and dollars we waste every day. And the other thing that's even more important than that, look, if you're traveling to Brisbane coming back home, don't you want to get home half an hour earlier to cuddle your kids and cuddle your wife? That's what it's about.
That's
so,
right.
So 50-50, roll with that.
Fair call. Well said, Tom. Well, enjoy the second half of the games. You're looking resplendent. You look like a little volunteer in your outfit today.
He does. He looks good. Feel good. Play good.
Yeah, I'm ready. Going to the hockey and then I think Australia versus Canada. So, you know, and the medal tally. I mean, it's you know what? It's not about winning the tally. That what I love is that to see the expression of anyone who just finished and did their personal best.
That's right.
The facial expression is the memory I burns into me and to go, what an accomplishment, mate. You're in, whether it's the pool or whatever, and it doesn't matter where you come because you did your best
for
the country.
It's four years to get there.
It's the best. And, well, good on you, Gold Coasters.
Yeah, well done. Thanks, Tom. A few places doing it tough through the Commonwealth Games across the Gold Coast. We're letting you know businesses that need a bit of help. 18 to 9 if you want to give us a call at any time. 13 27 10. We love our city.
Here's another Gold 92.5 free plug for local business.
Hi, my name's Tammy from Oh My Waffle down at Burley on the Gold Coast Highway. I'd just like to say thank you to 92.5. You guys are great and I really appreciate what you're doing for the small businesses.
If you're a small business doing it tough during the games, Gold 92.5 will give you a free plug. Call 13 2710.
I think the problem is it's not only were everyone was told stock up, get heaps of stuff, get heaps of products. You know, it's not only going to be an influx of tourists, but also the locals. But the locals on holidays have left town.
Yeah.
So even the local trade that a lot of businesses are relying on have left. So if you're holidaying here at home, if you're still working, make sure you get out and really enjoy all the local trades because, you know, they are doing it tough. We didn't expect this with the games.
There's a lot of free events happening. We know the cycling starting, the marathon as well. So good excuses to get out there and see some of the games.
Peter, a little testy for you. Have a crack at that one.
What are you on about?
The name there.
May Rani.
No.
Ray Marquis.
What? Huh? Again?
Mayraki.
You've done it. Well done. A little applause there, Rich.
Thank
Mayraki.
You.
Mayraki.
What is it? Mayraki. Whole Food Kitchen, Brooks Street at Churn Park. Great place. Fantastic. And a couple of others.
Are they open?
Of course.
Okay.
Little Macy at Palm Beach, Cedar Lake Bistro in Advancetown, and Bayo Burgers. B-A-O. Bayo Burgers open 9 till 6. Capri on Via Roma.
All right. Look after all the locals. We've got some more here for you too. We have Maria in Labrador. Maria, what business would you like to look after? Would you like to give a little plug to?
Like, we are at Labrador. We're at 10 Frank Street. But I want to have a shout-out to all cafes, all restaurants, everyone. Just get out there. I love locals and interstaters, although the local left. Just get out and have a coffee. Celebrate. Yeah. Everyone, not just about us. We love everybody, and we love all businesses. So please, you know, on behalf of Free Cafe, let's get out there and let's make the Gold Coast great again.
As you say too, because a lot of the locals which you rely on each week have gone away, let's just get out there and put something together. And we got Phil. Phil, what do you want to you'd be quiet at the moment. What do you want to give a plug to?
Yeah, mate, so I'm Phil the Tire Man. I've got Mobile Tire Assist, so we're a tire store in a van, and believe it or not, we come to you. So for all those people that are a bit scared of getting their cars out, and if they need some new tyres, they can just give me a call because we come to them at home or work.
I love that.
That is so
good. Love it.
Don't have to go anywhere. Just ring you and you come to fix the tyres.
And I know my good mate at OMB, Guy and Julie. You know the shop over here beside Madison's? They're open as well, doing business as well.
What do they do?
What do they do, Adrian?
Or sell all sorts of stuff, anything. Oh, towels, bloody...
All knickknacks.
You're on the radio.
What do you think you put over your head umbrellas. When it's raining? Umbrellas.
Umbrellas. They've got all the little knickknacks and bits and pieces.
Richie, you said you're on the radio.
What are you doing, Adrian?
I don't know, it's a little towel. Sometimes we forget the microphones are on. Anyway, look, we'd love to help. That's why with Gold FM we are open for business. Keep those calls coming. They'll be throughout the day. We really want to support. Can I also, big shout out to Chicken Fruit Mart. They always have us blaring there. Mum and Dad there and all the team, they really stocked up on food. So get there and buy up.
Bridget, you know my call, don't you? We'd rather help than hinder.
Exactly right, darling.
Joining us right now, Brett. Now, Brett, where are you from?
From Burley.
Cool, mate. What's your story?
It's the same deal as probably a lot of people. We've been at it quite as 2 weeks in years. Mm.
Yeah, it's really disappointing, isn't it? Did you have to really bank on thinking that, and the feedback or the advice you got was to load up? We don't know when deliveries are going to be, so you get yourself prepared. And then there's, you know, the calm before the storm, but then there's no storm.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. The biggest killer is the staff. We're sending staff home because we're just not busy. So they're losing out, you know. We can ride it out, but I don't know if they can.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And Burley's been one of those, well, we know Burley's one of the most popular places on the Gold Coast, and you're saying if Burley's quiet, well, it scared a lot of the locals off.
Well, Burley's quiet, Coolangatta's quiet, you know. There's not that many people coming to what they told is going to be here.
We'll give you Cafe 15 seconds of free air,
yeah,
Brett.
Yeah, where are you?
Where are you, mate? Rev it up.
Mate, Cherry Red Co. in West Burley, and that in Stockland. We sell the best pies on the case, I'll tell you that right now.
All right, there we go. So, look, if you are taking public transport, which they've done over a million trips with public transport, don't just get ushered into the catering areas. Go out and support the locals. And I tell you what, it is the time to get a car park. You can get a car park anywhere on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
Now, today, it's a big one in the pool. We've got the men's 50 freestyle, the women's 400, lots of events on at the pool.
Cam Mac.
The best thing is go, Cam. Go, Cam. We love our Cam McAvoy. The best thing is, with unlike the Olympics, is there's the crossover. So it's quick. Because normally you have a week of swimming then a week of athletics. No, the athletics in high gear as well today. The cycling down the southern end, the men's individual time trial, basketball, beach volleyball down Akira, netball, the para powerlifting, the boxing, and Peter, you have to have front row tickets to this.
No, she's
surely
out.
Surely.
She's out.
Who?
You talking meow meow?
Yeah.
No, she got defeated yesterday.
That's why he's been down all day. His favourite athlete ever in the table tennis.
Table tennis.
Is Meow Meow is his favourite athlete of all time. That's why you've been
the best Aussie table tennis player. It represented us in so many Commonwealth Games and gold and Olympic Games and got disqualified and lost a point the other day.
That's why he's been flat today. Remember you asked him before? What's wrong? That's why we finally got to it. Anyway, that's on today. Enjoy. But if you want more of the events at the Broadbeach Queensland Music Stage, Troy Cassidaly.
Fantastic. On stage.
He's going to be so good. And you know what often happens? His beautiful wife, Laurel Edwards, joins him on stage. It's so cool. And at Surfers Paradise main stage, cool name, Electric Lady.
Have a great day, Six. Talk tomorrow.
Bye.
Enjoy.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.